271 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 239. I did it during business hours. I have never met Mr. Frank anywhere, or at any time, for immoral purposes. Ruth Robinson. I have seen Leo M. Frank talking to Mary Fagan. He would stand just close enough to her to tell her about her work. He would show her how to put rubbers in the pencils. He would just take up the pencil and show her how to do it. He called her Mary. Dewey Hewell. I stay in the home of the Good Shepherd in Cincinnati. I worked at the pencil factory for 4 months. I have seen Mr. Frank talk to Mary Fagan 2 or 3 times a day in the metal department. I have seen him hold his hand on her shoulder. He called her Mary. He would stand pretty close to her and would lean over in her face. Cross-examined. All the rest of the girls were there when he talked to her. I don't know what he was talking to her about. Myrtis Cato and Maggie Griffin. They had seen Miss Rebecca Carson go into the ladies' dressing room on the 4th floor with Leo M. Frank 2 or 3 times during working hours. There were other ladies working on the 4th floor at the time this happened. J. E. Duffy. I worked at the National Pencil Company. I cut my forefinger on the left hand. I went to the office to have it dressed. A few drops of blood dropped on the floor at the machine where I was hurt. Nowhere else except at that machine. None near the ladies' dressing room or the water cooler. I had a large piece of cotton wrapped around my finger. Cross-examined. I never saw any blood anywhere except at the machine. I went from the office to the Atlanta hospital to have my finger attended to. Turner. I worked at the National Pencil Company. I saw Leo Frank talking to Mary Fagan on the 2nd floor about the middle of March. There was nobody else in the room. She was going to work, and he stopped to talk to her. She told him she had to go to work. He told her that he was the superintendent of the factory and that he wanted to talk to her. She said she had to go to work. She backed off, and he went on towards her, talking to her. Cross-examined. I can't describe Mary Fagan. I don't know any of the other little girls in there. I don't remember who called her Mary Fagan. A young man on the 4th floor told me her name was Mary Fagan. I don't know who he was. I didn't know anybody in the factory. I can't describe any of the girls. P. Merck. I know Daisy Hopkins. I met her at 2:30 or 3:30 on a Saturday. She said she was going to the pencil factory. I made an engagement with her to go to her room to see her that Saturday. I was in a room with her at the corner of Walker and Peter Street about 8:30 o'clock. She told me she had been to the pencil factory that afternoon. Her general character for truth and veracity is bad. I would not believe her on oath. George Gordon. I am a lawyer. I was at the police station part of the time when Manola McKnight was making her statement. I went down there with habeas corpus proceedings to have her sign the affidavit. I sat down and waited.